This is TechCrunch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Subletting app Kiki raises $6 million by using dating app concepts to match listings and renters. By Lauren Forrestal. Kiki, formerly EasyRent, a subletting startup that matches listers with people looking to rent for up to 6 months, recently closed a $6 million seed round, its co-founder Toby Thomas-Smith exclusively told TechCrunch. The funding will go toward Kiki's upcoming relaunch in New York City this fall. Blackbird Ventures led the round with $4.5 million, making it the second biggest seed check the VC firm has written. Kiki's seed round also attracted various notable backers across the tech industry, including former Airbnb exec Harry Uffendel, Facebook Marketplace founder Bowen Pan, former Bumble exec Michelle Battersby, former Canva exec and founder of Phase One Ventures Mahesh Mureledhar, as well as ex-Uber execs Tyler Trerotola and Jaikumar Ganesh, among others. Kiki's broader vision of building the world's biggest community-led marketplace is pretty special, Pan said via an email to TechCrunch, adding that he had seen a strong need for a service like this while building Facebook Marketplace, which launched a section for apartment rentals in 2017. I'm proud to make Thomas Smith and his team my first personal angel investment. When more investment landlords are buying empty apartments to rent out on services like Airbnb, Kiki's aimed at everyday people that aren't looking to make a profit. Instead, the app targets users who travel for months at a time and don't want to lose money on rent while they're away. We're not taking away housing, Thomas Smith told us. We're using empty space that's literally already there. We're bringing money back to the locals. Kiki works similarly to dating apps since it matches listers with renters with similar likes and preferences. While this may seem unusual for a subletting service, Kiki wants to help listers, especially first-timers, feel comfortable letting a stranger stay in their home. The app follows an invite-only friend-of-friends model to ensure people are vouched for and will hopefully respect someone else's space. Users must link their Instagram accounts to be accepted. Thomas Smith said there is a strict no weirdos policy, meaning users need to have at least a few Instagram followers and selfies to join. Instagram is also where renter and lister communicate because Kiki doesn't have a direct messaging feature. Kiki is centered around people over property, Thomas Smith added. It's all about human psychology. How can someone go from being a stranger to a friend of a friend as quickly as possible? Kiki has the same profile format as Hinge, with a list of prompts that renters can choose from. For instance, how would your friends describe you in one sentence? I go crazy for, and this year I really want to. Listers are able to set criteria for their listings, such as minimum age or no smokers. Kiki also has a management feature where users can keep track of on-time payments, secured deposit holdings, and e-sign sublet agreements. For each listing, Kiki takes 10% of the rent price. Thomas Smith founded the company in 2018 while attending university in New Zealand and working for Airbnb. I was working for Airbnb cleaning toilets and discovered this whole short-term rental market, Thomas Smith said. I learned that these properties were making all their profit over the summer and then would lose money over the winter. I was like, how are these places sitting empty for almost half a year? It seemed crazy to me. He also discovered that all his college friends renting places for the school year were wasting money when they went home for breaks. To solve this problem, Thomas Smith built an invite-only matchmaking service, originally called EasyRent, that allowed New Zealand-based students to rent out their places during the summer, mainly to other students coming into town for internships. In 2021, when EasyRent gained enough traction, Thomas Smith brought on Jack Montgomery as co-founder and software engineer Alexander Nicholson to help expand its user base to a wider audience. The startup closed a $230,000 New Zealand seed round in 2022 and launched in Sydney, Australia to users in Bondi Beach. EasyRent filled 1,500 homes just in that one neighborhood alone. Recently, the company has decided to sunset the app in New Zealand and Australia and focus its efforts on its NYC launch. This October, Kiki is rolling out to one neighborhood to start, either East Village or Williamsburg. Interestingly enough, it will also only be available to Australians at launch. The company saw the most demand from Aussies, particularly those who move to NYC and want to save on rent when they visit family abroad. Users interested in signing up for the waitlist must submit their selfies along with their Instagram accounts. Kiki is accepting the top 10 people every week based on how many friends they invite and how many people share their Instagram story with @kikiclub.nyc tagged. In the coming weeks, Kiki plans to gradually roll out to different neighborhoods and nationalities. It will be available to everyone in NYC in a few months. Note that subletting an apartment in New York requires the landlord's permission. If a tenant sublets without approval, the landlord may take legal action against them. A sublease in NYC must last for a minimum of 30 days. Thomas Smith said Kiki wants to expand to the top 10 cities in the U.S., including Boston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Miami, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Austin. With investors already lined up for a future Series A funding round, the startup also ambitiously plans to grow its team to 100 employees and launch in 20 cities in Europe by 2024.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.